cool. So, hey, wow, it's good to
Yeah.
see you. When
Good
was the
seeing
last?
you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, actually. Yeah. Yeah,
You
things are moving along.
look great.
Thank you.
So, just this is kind of new. You're my first interviewee on my
Oh,
podcast.
cool.
So I'm really honored to have you. And
Well,
I'm
thank you.
noticing I'm like getting all not nervous, but just really excited. So I'm like, woohoo.
It's all the same energy, right?
It is.
Yeah.
So everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Mark Dockery. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you like, how
Oh,
we met,
wow.
if you want.
Yeah,
We met.
well, we met in 20s group, and we did what, Triple D together, and were you in club also?
Yes.
Yeah, and Remarkable, both Remarkables, and I guess you're the next one as well. So yeah, we've done a lot of courses together with 20, and then also did the one of your master classes.
So tell me, so I have we have our next master class beginning March 9th, and I'm so excited that you're joining again. I'm very honored.
Yes.
So excited about that. So when I'm trying to remember, I think the last one, the one that you were in, it was a couple years ago, right? Or was it just a year
That's
ago? I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember either. It runs together, time does, but I think it
Really?
was 2 years, it seems like.
Yes, and for a
Yeah.
while we haven't been doing them. So we're bringing it back because it's just so much fun, and I feel really proud of this course and the value that it brings to everybody. So anyway, I wanted to ask you a few questions about that. Well, why did you first take the course back then?
Well, one was to work on my voice more, since I also do hypnosis, and part of hypnosis is any training I go to always talks about finding your hypnotic voice, which I have found. However, what I'm learned for myself was sometimes I don't project very well when I'm speaking, and that's one of the reasons why I want to take the class too, was to project more. Sometimes during hypnosis, the voice will go into a bit of a whisper, and also want to learn how to project while whispering. So that was part of it. Another part is I also work with the homeless population, so I wanted to speak a little more authority. Even though the homeless population has a beef with authority, at the same time, speaking with authority, not as in an authority figure, but speaking, hey, holding my ground, holding my boundary type authority. That type they can respect, and I wanted to get that level more out there as well. And by the way, I've developed both very well through that class too.
Something that I just really, and I'm really happy that you're sharing about who you are in the world, and so people can know you as well in that regard, because I really believe in the work that you do. It's really incredible who you are. It's definitely something that I would shy away from. So I feel that we need people like you to bless, the homeless population, and to encourage all of us in society to do the same in the different ways that we do. So that's very cool that the course helped you with that. What was something that surprised you about the course or about yourself?
Oh, well, for myself was really really being able to project my voice in a way. Like I know I've done it before, and it's usually like accidentally doing it. And now I can consciously go, okay, I can bring this voice up through my head, all the little exercises that we do, and then really project it out. And so I think what's really surprised me too is learning that I do this naturally, but now that I can do it consciously and use it when I need to. So that was one thing that surprised me.
Brilliant.
Another thing that surprised me too is some of the people that I who have known me for a very long time, I'm also in a men's group, and I've since 2012 in this particular group. And one man who's known me since the beginning of this group, probably about 2 to 3 weeks after we completed the class, he goes, "Your voice has developed so much more." So yeah, that was a big surprise to me that other people were noticing what was happening.
I love that. That delights me so much. And it's funny, I was gonna ask you, I have some questions written out, and I was gonna ask you, how do others notice your voice differently? So that's perfect. I think that's amazing. And so do you see yourself differently as well? I get that you do, but I would love to hear
Yeah,
you.
exactly. Yeah. I mean, I just kind of sort of got a promotion where I'm at. It's more of like a lateral move.
Congratulations.
And thank you. In a nonprofit world, there's really no such thing as a promotion. It's more of a title change with no extra money. However, it's taking on a little more responsibility. So that's one of the big changes is I'm stepping more into my leadership. I've noticed the more I've developed my voice and use my voice, that is really tied into a leadership skills and leadership ability. If I were still speaking in a timid way I used to like 20 some years ago, I would not be able to do that position. Also, with being able to express myself more, it's amazing to me. That's another thing that amazes me is how much is tied to the voice. Really, and is the my self-expression is more, I'm meeting new people, and instead of kind of like I used to do, kind of like this, I'm more like, "Hey, how you doing? What's happening?" And it's just naturally flowing, and so I've still used a lot of the exercises that we've learned, and it just seems like things come more naturally to me, especially in social situations where at one time they did not.
Wow. Oh, that really gives me chills, and I so appreciate you sharing that. And I am grateful that I'm part of your experience of achieving that. So that's a win-win for me. No, that's so beautiful. So I've kind of a fun question about your kids. I know you have two girls. Do you sing to them more, or do they feel, how do you feel with them with your voice differently, or how do they notice you?
Not really sure how they notice me differently. I mean, they're young, so 12 and 8. So the 12-year-old's going through her preteens, and so she's so moody, who knows what's going on with her. The 8-year-old, I mean, she sings a lot. We sing together. We do these those little interactions like that. But I have noticed too that in speaking to her as well as other people, a lot of times when I'm speaking, I'll just start randomly kind of singing while I'm speaking, and just comes out. And the person I'm dating now, she's also like, "Did you just sing your sentence?" "Yeah, I did. I really did." So it's not just with the kids, with other people. I'm just like, instead of just talking, I'm just kind of randomly going into a song with my sentence. It's not even an actual song. It's just coming out in a little tune.
I love that. That's so beautiful. So what inspired, what would you love, what are you looking forward to getting out of this next course? I'm so excited that you're joining again. You always bring such a great energy to the whole group, and I'm excited to see who else there. We're already getting the course is filling up, and I'm so excited to see what everyone brings to it, because what I notice, something that I love about the class is everyone has a different perspective. And so when you guys as participants hear each other, you notice and bring out, oh, I hear that in you. And so sometimes when it's just me validating as the teacher, it's like, oh, well, she's a teacher, so she has to say that, but it's nice when when other people can hear the improvement and the shifts, and they can be really subtle too. But so are you, what are you looking forward to with this next class?
I'm look really again looking forward to first of all going back over those basics again and just getting those down pat. And one of the things I've learned with anything is the basics, the structure, that's what you stick with and then go to advanced. So going over those again, and then whatever else comes next after that. I'm also looking forward to see how my voice may change, what changes will happen. Will I project differently? Will it sound differently? Can I hit different tones that I used to hit? Just I'm really open to whatever happens with this one. I'm not like really putting any expectation on it as far as like this is what I really want. I'm really open to whatever will happen with it.
That's beautiful. And that's such a great approach. Because sometimes when we have an expectation, we're so focused on that dot and that expectation that we can actually miss out on what just unfolds organically. I know I've been guilty of that in my life with different things. And I think it's such a beautiful thing to be able to just be present in the moment, right?
Yep.
who would you recommend this course to?
Oh. Well, anyone who is looking to really connect with themselves in a different way, that's one community I would say. And then another, also, if you're really looking to, sorry, my dog is in my lap and he is perched ready to bark, and I'm making sure he doesn't. Okay, but good. Anyway, so also anyone who is like in a position of leadership, that way you can connect to the voice and connect to your leadership through the voice.
That's
I mean,
great.
yeah, it just it I honestly recommend it to anyone who is really wanting to express themselves, especially using their voice too. And that's
Perfect.
really the main thing.
I'm really honored that you agreed to do this podcast with me. Again, you're the first person I've interviewed, so it's like I'm discovering as well, but you're amazing. And do you want to share with my audience about where we can find you on
Yeah.
social media or yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now, Facebook's probably the primary. So, Mark Dockery on Facebook. I do have a website that will be coming out probably next year. The person who's working on it is working pro bono. So, it's kind of a trade-off. He'll be building my website so he can have a portfolio. So, he is projecting that to be done around January, February, but that will be replenishhypnosis.com.
Okay.
So that will be coming out hopefully January, February.
Awesome. Well, the master class begins March 9th and ends, it's 4 weeks through the 30th. And so join Mark and me. We're gonna
Yep.
have so much fun. And Mark, thank you so much for again doing this and sharing your experience. I'm really honored and grateful that the class has blessed you and continues to ripple and to keep, and that you're gonna do it again. So we're gonna have so much fun. So
Yes, we are.
thank you so much.
Thank you.
To find out more about my masterclass, go to singwithalessandra.com.